This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives holds deliberations on various headings of four ministries under appropriation bill. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls for preservation and promotion of music, arts and literature. Prime Minister Shyamala Deva stresses need for unity and cooperation among BIMSTEC member states. Garbage to be collected from Kathmandu from today. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson wins vote of no confidence. Now the news in detail. Discussion on various headings of four ministries took place under the Appropriation Bill 2022 at the House of Representatives yesterday. Lawmakers expressed their views on various headings of the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ministry of Youth and Sports, Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, and Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Taking part in the deliberation, the lawmakers drew the attention of the respective ministries to decentralise the budget, endorse the citizenship bill, determine the date for distributing ID cards to the poor, and allocate an adequate budget to sports. They also stressed the need for amending laws as per the need of the society, managing the waste, promoting tourism, and providing relief to victims of the armed conflicts. The House of Representatives has passed a proposal to seek consideration over a bill to amend some acts relating to criminal offence and criminal procedure 2022. The proposal presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala was unanimously passed by the meeting. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers during the discussions on the proposal, the minister said the bill included the provision of compensation and ensured repatriation to survivors. Likewise, the House of Representatives unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration on the bill to amend some acts on sexual violence 2022. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sharma Koirala had presented the proposal in the meeting. The Law Minister also responded to the queries raised by the lawmakers following the general deliberation on the proposal. He shared that the government's serious attention was drawn to issues raised by the Member of Parliament regarding the statute of limitations on filing case against sexual violence. Earlier in the meeting, lawmakers demanded timely amendment to laws so as to ensure justice for victims and action against the perpetrators. Prime Minister Shyamala Deva has stressed the need for unity, solidarity and cooperation among the BIMSTEC member states to promote economic partnership and address the common challenges. Extending greetings and wishes to the people and governments of the BIMSTEC member states on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of BIMSTEC yesterday. Prime Minister Deva stated that the organisation must be enabled to realise the regional aspirations of peace, development and prosperity. The Prime Minister pressed for the urgency to step up regional cooperation and common commitment to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic and address its consequences. Similarly, in a separate message, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Kharka called for collective efforts to revitalize the BIMSTEC process with concerted actions and concrete outcomes. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Kharka also underscored the need to ensure the timely and effective implementation of BIMSTEC agreements to realize the shared goals of peace and prosperity. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said the music, arts and dramas have been contributing to the formation of a prosperous society. Honouring the artists contributing to areas of music and drama in program organised at the office of the President in Sital Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for the preservation and promotion of music, art and literature to keep culture and civilization alive. President Bhandari presented the Nepal Academy of Music and Drama Award 2021 to various artists contributing to their respective fields. The artists honoured on the occasion were Riddhi Charan Shrestha, Mohan Prasad Joshi, Bina Raj Bhandari, Man Bahadur Mukhiya, Mohan Krishna Karki and Amar Birahi Gurung. The award includes the purse of 100,001 rupees and an appreciation letter. The government has scrapped its previous decision to give Saturday and Sunday as holidays. From June 15 onwards, only Saturday will be a public holiday. Meanwhile, the garbage that has littered the streets of Kathmandu will be collected from today after an agreement was reached between the government, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City and the locals of Banjaredanda. Likewise, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has started a toll-free call centre to help address the concern of residents of the capital city. An arrangement has been made where anyone can make a telephone call in number 16600105511. The number once again, 16600105511. Free of cost for registering complaints or queries with the Kathmandu Metropolitan City regarding its services. The first executive meeting of the People's Representatives of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City after the election held on May 13 had decided to operate a call centre within 7 days. The call centre was brought into operation at the City Hall from yesterday as per the decision. Chief of Information Technology Department of the call centre, Namaraj Thakal, said the call centre had the capacity to receive 15 phone calls at a time. A visiting Danish delegation led by Executive Director of the Danish Institute for Parties and Democracy, Lisbeth Pilegaard, paid a courtesy call on Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota yesterday. During the meeting held at Federal Parliament Building, Speaker Sapkota expressed that Nepal and Denmark had been enjoying friendly relations since the establishment of diplomatic relations 55 years ago. On the occasion, he extended gratitude to the Danish government and the people of Denmark for their support in the sector of energy, good governance and decentralization in Nepal. Similarly, the delegation head, Pilegaard, said the Danish Institute for Parties and Democracy had been collaborating with Nepal to strengthen democracy and would collaborate on issues of climate change as well. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has started the process of sending back 281 Nepali students to China who had come home during the COVID-19 pandemic. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Education Ministry shared 281 students in the first phase would return to China to continue their studies. According to the ministry, the details of the students can be found on Education Ministry's website. Meanwhile, direct flight between Nepal and China has resumed with the operation of direct flight from Kathmandu to Kunming yesterday after a long hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has won the backing of a majority of the MPs in a confidence vote despite a significant revolt against his leadership. The British Prime Minister won 59% of the vote, meaning he is now immune from a Conservative leadership challenge for a year. In all, 211 Conservative MPs voted. They had confidence in the Prime Minister's leadership while 148 voted against him. Johnson described his confidence vote win as decisive. South Korea and the United States launched 8 missiles yesterday in response to a volley of ballistic missiles fired by North Korea on Sunday. Early yesterday, hours after North Korea had fired several missiles off its east coast, the two allies launched 8 surface-to-surface Army tactical missile system, 1 from the US and 7 from the North Korea. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in province number 1, Modis province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of province number 1, Modis province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at a few places of the hilly region of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. House of Representatives holds deliberations on various headings of 4 ministries under appropriation bill. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls for preservation and promotion of music, arts and literature. Prime Minister Shahbhadra Dewa stresses need for unity and cooperation among BIMSTEC member states. Garbage to be collected from Kathmandu from today, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson wins vote of no confidence. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Please keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.